privileged.
We're going to hit a break here. Be right back with David and others on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In a courtroom in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the judge presiding over the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is now reviewing with attorneys for the prosecution and the defense the instructions that he'll deliver to jurors before they begin their deliberations. And those jury deliberations will start once closing arguments have been delivered. Police in Britain say it was an act of terrorism, a deadly taxi explosion outside a hospital in Liverpool, England. One person was killed, another person was wounded in the explosion. Police now questioning four people in connection with that blast. Later today at the White House, a big bill signing ceremony on tap. President Biden will be signing the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street, the Dow up 92 points, the NASDAQ down 16. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Nick. And I'm Adam. We started Legacy Box so that family memories would be safe and could always be enjoyed together.
And this year, we're offering you early access to our incredible Black Friday sale so you can finally digitize your home movies and photos.
1 million families and counting have trusted Legacy Box to convert their aging media because Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your videotapes, film reels, and photos aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. And with the holidays approaching, don't wait. Simply fill your Legacy Box, and we'll take care of the rest.
This is the first time we've offered Black Friday savings this early, and it's the most meaningful thing you can do this holiday season.
It's time to relive your most important memories and take advantage of Legacy Box's best sale of the year.
Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox to get early access to our Black Friday sale. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox for an irresistible deal. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is good. We have a string of nice days. Today's still a little bit below normal, but a warming trend is on the way. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight, still chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow and Wednesday, warmer, high in the mid-70s both days, lots of sunshine, and maybe a risk of a few spotty showers on Thursday as a front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello.
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies, and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all. Whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I know it is fun to wrestle. A nice pile drive to the face. Or a punch to the face. But you cannot do it. Because it is in the Bible not to wrestle your neighbor.
'Tis true. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We try to be biblically based when we can. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
So where do we leave off? Stuff we got here in Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, we got big agriculture.
Yep.
We got defense contractors.
Yep.
We got the new space industry that ties into the defense contractors.
Yep.
We got white sandy beaches.
Oh, we do have that. Rattlesnake Rodeo.
Yeah.
We got a crater up in Wetumpka.
We got boll weevil statues.
That's right. We got now NASCAR with Talladega.
We got caverns named after DeSoto.
We got a lot, dude.
We got a lot of stuff.
In fact,
we got Konecka sausage.
Oh, man, don't knock Konecka sausage.
No, I'm not knocking
it.
I'm praising it.
That's
proud
the good stuff. And Steve Flowers even said in his book that we are the Amazon of the United States.
Right, all the biodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got it all, man.
We got great music, too. Don't forget all the music.
Dude, we've got great music here.
Like everything that came out of Muscle Shoals,
mm-hmm.
The soul, the rock and roll. We got it all. Anyway, let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning,
Dave.
You know, it's so funny because every time I hear AOC, I think of a Valley Girl.
Mm-hmm.
it's just painful to listen to her even speak.
Yes. Yeah, and I have to admit, she is my type.
I wonder if her IQ even hits 100.
I would say she's marginally intelligent. Like, take the average IQ, she's a little above it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're giving her more time.
You know, what she doesn't realize is that in the last 30 years, Big Pharma has diversified into the food industry.
Yep.
So you have, I had a friend of mine that I grew up with. His grandfather founded a genetics company, food genetics company, that Pfizer bought for $250 million 30 years ago.
Hmm.
You know, so, I mean, you've got Monsanto, ADEM, you've got, you know, all these Big Pharma companies who are in the food industries now. And, you know, they're Fortune 50 companies. So, yeah, they're going to spend a lot of money, you know, in Washington, D.C. lobbying as much
right.
as defense contractors are, because they probably have as much, if not more money than defense contractors.
Right. I'm much more at stake. And, you know, also in this world, if you're a big corporation, say you're a big farm conglomerate, and you don't want to lobby, like for some stupid reason you're principled. And you don't want to use the government to your advantage, to privilege yourself over others.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get destroyed. They will come after you.
Because
you're a big piggy bank for Washington to break.
Right. You know who the biggest farming operation in the world is?
Monsanto?
No. The Mormon Church.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. They own millions of acres around the world. And they farm it themselves and stockpile the food. So they have giant warehouses all over the U.S. with canned food in it for their members of their church.
You know, the Mormons got something going on there.
They don't believe in violence, do they?
No, except for Mountain Meadows Massacre.
Okay, so as long as they got the storage and I got the gun, I got all the food I ever need.
That's right.
Just checking.
Anyway, have a good one, guys.
Later.
I like to see you carry out an assault on a Mormon compound.
You wouldn't have to. You just, if I have a gun and you don't, generally, you're going to give me what I want.
I don't think Mormons, they're not Quakers. They're not pacifists.
I don't think they're very nonviolent people.
Yeah, but I think they're more than willing to defend themselves.
We'll find out one day, won't we?
I hope not, Eddie. What's wrong with you? Are you? Oh, this is a test, isn't it? It's one of your CIA tests to see if I'll go along with your violence.
No, it's not violent at all.
I think you're a Fed.
At that point, it's
I think survival, you're a Fed.
Survival of the fittest.
Oh.
And if I've got the lead and you got the gold, I'm taking your gold.
Yeah, you're a Fed. Yeah. I'm just saying. 272-9228. Now, I saw a very Alabama thing. Oh, by the way, somebody texted me and said, what about the lobbying efforts of big labor unions, especially public sector unions? How about that, AOC? And you
huge,
like how they use...
Especially the public sector unions, yeah.
Yeah, one of the biggest here in this state, mm-hmm. actually, is still the AEA.
Definitely.
Hmm.
And it's... I don't want to get in trouble. Yeah.
What do you mean you don't want to get in trouble?
Well, when you look at the AEA, the people they represent are teachers, correct? Education.
That's theoretically, yes.
Okay. The teachers seem to have it better than the students.
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to have a union for students.
Well, they're kids.
Right.
Well, they're kids. It builds character.
Remember the kids.
To go to a crap school.
Children are our future, Joey. You keep forgetting that.
What's that song?
It's a beautiful song by Whitney Houston.
Yeah. All these lobbying efforts. It's all one big crony horse trade.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Some folks just have bigger horses than others, as AOC learned. I didn't know Big Ag was bigger than defense contractors. Like, good for you, lady. Good for you. Congresswoman, excuse me. Pardon me.
I like that other one you used. That'll do pig.
Yeah, but there's... yeah, I need to get that as a drop. But have you seen this new news outlet statewide focused on Alabama politics called 1819 News?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, yeah?
1819 News. And here's a little report written up by Brandon Mosley, talented reporter. And it says, National Liquor Law Conference to be held in Montgomery. Sounds exciting, right?
Yeah. Sounds like a party.
Let's read. This first paragraph is a glorious bit of alphabet soup.
Oh, really?
So let me read this as best I can, folks. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, ALEA, State Bureau of Investigation, SBI, and the Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, known as ABC, because even though there are two A's, we only need one A in the acronym, are partnering with the National Liquor Law Enforcement Association, the NLLEA. See, they didn't need both those L's.
Mm-mm.
But you can tell they're a national organization, not an Alabama organization, to host the association's 34th annual conference, A New Decade of Alcohol Law Enforcement.
Is that going to be on banners and stuff, Joey?
We are honored to host this year's National Liquor Law Enforcement Association Conference and welcome law enforcement officers from around the nation to the capital city, said ALEA Secretary Hal Taylor. NLLEA, see, that's a mouthful. They only needed one L.
Right.
Annual conference is an excellent opportunity for alcohol law enforcement officers as well as agencies to gather and share new methods to address evolving enforcement challenges and growing responsibilities while providing best practice recommendations and guidance on alcohol policies and procedures.
How do they do that, Joe?
Oh, I feel drunk after reading that.
How do they do that? Will there be alcoholic beverages served at the conference?
That'd be rich. No, probably. I mean, why would you go work for the ABC or the AABC board if it was done right?
The benefits, I would think, of working at a liquor store and getting state employee benefits, I think is the best liquor store you could ever work for in your life.
The board president for the NLLEA... His name's John Yeomans.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's an exciting time for our association as we continue to adapt to policy and legislative changes around the country. The pandemic has created unprecedented shifts and changes in the alcohol marketplace, adding additional challenges for alcohol law enforcement. And our organization is committed to bringing our membership the most relevant up-to-date. Wait, so we changed the law where people can get it delivered to home, thus probably making it safer instead of your wine aunt going and, you know, picking it up herself when she's already drunk.
I think it's
that adds
a lot
new
safer.
Challenges. Let's make sure that delivery driver's of age, even though the package is sealed.
Well, he's got to be of age, don't he?
Yeah. That's the stupidest thing at the restaurant. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not 21. I can't carry you a beer.
Do you ever work at a restaurant, Joey, when you were younger?
Yeah.
Do they serve beer?
No. No, I worked at Chappie's in Auburn.
Yeah, they didn't serve beer.
But it's going to be a 3-day conference, November 15th through November. Oh, it's starting today. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. I hope everybody at Aaliyah, what are the organizations? Aaliyah, SBI, ABC, even though it's the Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control, it's only 1A, because we don't need excess letters here in Alabama.
We don't believe in redundancy.
And the National Liquor Law Enforcement Association, a new decade of alcohol law enforcement. Welcome to town, folks. Good 3-day conference upcoming. I'm sure it'll be a real slobber knocker. Rip-roaring good time, right, gentlemen?
I think so.
Welcome. 272-9228.
Sound like you're upset you didn't get invited.
No, I don't want to. Do I look like somebody who wants to enforce the law?
No, actually.
Yeah.
Bad, Joey.
Not really.
No. You're actually a lawbreaker.
How do you feel about the blood alcohol content restrictions? Because everybody's a little different, right?
Yeah.
So you could be at a certain level and operate heavy machinery just fine, right?
Yep.
But we're going to keep lowering the level. So like a beer or two gets you in trouble.
We got to go down to the lowest common denominator, just like all traffic laws.
Mm-hmm.
Most traffic laws, like up here, you'll sit at the intersection at a red light that says no turn on right or no turn on red.
Red, yeah.
There's no way no one can hit you, but that sign up there with that little camera keeps you from doing that.
Right.
I don't know why it's there, but it's the lowest common denominator. I think Dan Moore said it one time best when he said, Montgomery is full of low-educated drivers.
His favorite line was low-grade ore.
That's true.
He would apply it to the legislators.
Yes.
He would apply it to a lot
Very
of our
true.
Lawmakers at the local level. Low-grade ore.
Yeah.
Well, I think Dan might be on to something there. Mm-hmm. Hope you're doing all right, Dan. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating.
Hey, I've got some New Look Decorating on my walls right now.
Really? They did that this weekend?
They did most of it this weekend. He's up there finishing it up now. And I will be honest, it looks great, better than
so
I thought it would be.
So you're telling me you were going to do it yourself, but you got a painter to do it for you.
Yes.
And you bought the Benjamin Moore paint supplies there at New Look Decorating.
Yes. In fact, the painter said, because he's a fan of the show, he said, hey, I'll go over to New Look. I've already got a great relationship with him.
Yeah.
You go over there, pick out the colors, Eddie, and which I did because I needed their help with that. And he picked up the paint, man. It was that simple.
See, and this is something we don't emphasize enough. We often talk about doing it yourself. But if you do contract out the job to a painter, a professional painter, they already at New Look Decorating know you're professional.
Yeah.
They know all the local contractors here in town. And so it makes it easy. And they can help you with that color selection if you're not quite sure. Because when you go walk in and say, I want it to be blue, there's all types of blue.
In fact, it's funny you say that, Joey, because I took pictures of my wall because I wanted a similar color. She showed me about 90 pictures that were or colors that were similar to my wall over to the point of it was overwhelming. So I let her take over, and she did. She picked out a great color.
So whether you're working with Brian Carr, the owner, or Brett Lanham, the manager, they're both paint specialists. And it sounds like more than just those two gentlemen, they have an entire team ready
to
help you that have that paint specialty ready to go. So give them a call there at New Look Decorating at 271-0007, 271-0007. Or you can just stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in Montgomery, where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating. whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I just don't think the ABC board should exist.
Who should be in control of liquor sales in Alabama?
No one.
Maybe the free market?
Yeah.
Man, that would be nice.
But what about all the rental properties? And this is what always happens. Concentrated interest. You're like, I bought in on this crony system. Don't you upset this crony system that's enriching me.
But, okay, you mentioned the real estate. I could just take over every one of their locations now. They've got great locations.
Yeah.
So it'd be no problem.
Right.
I'd honor all the leases.
Sure.
It's about control.
Really?
Yeah. Janet Jackson said it best. Control.
Janet Jackson.
Control, Joey. You really need to up your music game.
No, I know what you're talking about. It's just that's an odd reference at this time.
It's Control.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson.
Isn't that the album Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis
yes.
produced? Yeah, I know my stuff. Just didn't even strike me as a Janet Jackson fan.
Oh, dude, back in the day.
Anyway, more news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Alabama's next U.S. Senator is pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant, a businessman and veteran whose actions served as inspiration for the movie Black Hawk Down. Mike Durant is not a career politician. Far from it. When the Black Hawk Mike was flying during Operation Gothic Serpent in 1993 was shot down, Mike was critically injured and survived 11 days in captivity. Today, he's running for the U.S. Senate because the America he fought for is under assault by Joe Biden and the career politicians. Listen to pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant.
President Trump did so much right. He took on China, cut taxes, and strengthened our military. Washington is filled with career politicians who didn't serve their country and never had a real job. I'm running for U.S. Senate to change that. I'm Mike Durant, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
New trucks are starting to arrive at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Don't wait. Come in and get yours before they disappear. Also, the new 2022 Blazers will be here this month. And as always, Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River Region. Christmas will be here soon, so if you have an extra vehicle you don't need, bring it by for an instant cash offer. I'm sure that Christmas cash will come in handy. Larry Puckett has great finance and service departments. These will make your Larry Puckett Chevrolet experience a dream. Look online at LarryPuckett.com and drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get great buys on new Chevrolets as well as on the pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or you can shop them online before you come by at LarryPuckett.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon. As we mentioned earlier, Steve Bannon has turned himself in after being charged with criminal contempt of Congress for not complying with a subpoena around the January 6th committee.
Yeah, I've seen SNL did a little skit about that.
Oh, really? Hey, SNL also did a skit about Joe Rogan. It's like,
dude,
these people are miserable.
And it's so funny because I can't think of the guy's name that did this, that did Rogan.
Pete Davidson.
Pete. It's been rumored that Pete has been wanting to get on Rogan's show for a long time, but Rogan won't even consider it. won't give him.
Yeah, because he's not that good.
Right. So to me, this was Pete throwing the shot across the
bow. Yeah, but it wasn't even effective.
And it wasn't funny either.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest part. It wasn't even
like
funny.
There are so many ways you can make fun of Joe Rogan and have him laugh.
Right. Well, the other day somebody mentioned his lack of a neck.
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
But they went for the whole horse dewormer thing again.
And specifically calling it horse dewormer.
Yeah, it was like a, I'm just going to repeat what the corporate say.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Not even good. But we did mention that Banna turns himself in. Here's a little bit of audio as he showed up at the courthouse.
Everything. I want you guys to stay focused, stay on message. Remember, signal, not noise. This is all noise, that's signal. Thank you very much.
Are you optimistic today? How are you feeling today, Mr. Bannon?
You think
this
really
is all noise,
him?
As he pointed at the courthouse.
You think it really bothers him that much? Or what he just said is his true feeling?
No, I think he's getting what he wants, actually.
Yeah, getting some press?
Yeah. Well, and there's one guy, like, with a big sign says, coup plotter! Coup plotter! Right in his face. And it's like, yeah, whatever makes you feel powerful. 272-9228. And then we also had breaking news as the show started today. The judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse case has dropped the illegal gun charge. So this whole idea, he crossed state lines as a minor with an illegal weapon. No, not true.
You think there's going to be some folks getting sued after all this, Joey?
Yes.
I think so.
The weapon was already in Wisconsin.
Yes, it was.
And there are carve-out exemptions for 16 and 17-year-olds to have rifles like the one he possessed.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So, essentially, the prosecutors admitted they didn't have the goods because this is not a matter of fact, but a matter of law. Or, we'll put it this way, the facts align clearly with law that is on the books. It's not even argumentative. So the judge threw out that charge. That was the last hope, really, for the prosecutors, in my understanding of this case, is that they were going to go for he illegally had that weapon. And in Wisconsin, if you are illegally possessing a weapon, you cannot have the right to self-defense with an illegal weapon.
Right.
Well, that gets thrown out. Obviously, on the basic merits of self-defense, they don't have much of a case either, given all their prosecution's own witnesses have cut the other way and sounded a lot like defense.
He really did.
But let's make fun of Rittenhouse for crying and having a nervous breakdown on the stand. Because all these young white guys are just, you know, racists that want to kill people. Right. 272-9228.
Hey, when you were in high school, Joey, in your privileged school, did you guys have bathroom doors?
Bathroom doors?
Yeah, were there doors on the bathroom?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, it was Catholic school, so they better.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you saw the story where there's a Texas principal who's catching a lot of grief because she had all the doors removed off the bathroom.
Why?
Because they were having a little bit of outbreak in drug use, and about 90% of it, they said, was coming out of those bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
People skipping, ditching, whatever, going in the bathroom, smoking, doing whatever they were doing. So she took the doors off. Of course, she caught a lot of grief from parents. But now that problem they had is like 85% taken care of.
Well, and you could have just posted somebody up in the bathroom.
Well, I went to school here in public schools here in Alabama. We didn't have doors on the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was just the norm.
No, there was one, Catholic high school, Montgomery Catholic's football team's been amazing.
Oh, yes,
they almost won the state championship last year. I think they're on their way.
Looking good this year, buddy.
This year. Really incredible to see because my junior year, we did really well, barely missed the playoffs. And then my senior year was the first time Catholic made the playoffs in 20 years. And now to see, not only are they making the playoffs, they're competitive at the state championship level is remarkable to see. So there's been massive progress in Montgomery Catholic's football program. But I remember that senior year when we first made the playoffs for the first time in 20 years. We played at Geneva, which is really something because technically Catholic's a 2A school in size, but because they're private and can recruit, you're pushed up to 3A. And Geneva, the year before, had been 4A public school, but because of some number game, they got dropped down to 3A. So a 2A school is really playing a 4A school. We held our own for about a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I just remember, like, I was pretty damn good at corner, in the sense that I knew the game. I knew the playbook. I knew how to, even if I wasn't faster, I knew how to position myself and read quarterbacks and receivers. You learn tells.
That's the angle, baby.
Tape. Yeah. Well, this guy was just so, and our coach, like, this guy runs his out route, and the quarterback throws his rocket. Perfect pass on the out route. You can't really
no defense
defend a deep out route because you got to have the, you know, stay behind him. And like, my coach looks at me and goes, he's D1, son. Don't worry about it. Dadgummit. But I bring up all this to say that when we got to the locker room there in Geneva, no door on the stall.
Yeah, that's how it was in public high school.
So it was just like everybody's dropping a deuce with God and everybody couldn't see him.
That's how it was at every public school I went to here in Alabama.
I felt more connected to my teammates.
I did not. And that's why so many people would call their parents when it was time to use the bathroom. Mom, can you come check me out?
Ew.
Yeah. Nobody wants to. Everybody wants a little bit of privacy.
Right. Even do you have any ways to say I got to go take a poop that isn't so obvious? You got little euphemisms for it?
Drop the Browns off at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Grow a tail. Float a Havana.
Oh, wow. You got a lot of them.
Yeah, I got a lot of them.
Ew.
Been around a while.
I heard one from, what was it? I've been watching a lot of Craig Ferguson lately.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to buy some trousers at the gentleman's department. Some brown cords. Let's go to Ole Miss.
How y'all doing this morning, gentlemen?
Doing all right. Miss.
Well, the reason I called is because y'all probably got more knowledge about this than I do. But with the Alabama deer season, rifle season opening Saturday.
Yes, sir.
I got word that COVID is a thing with deer.
Yep.
And that if you cook it all the way through, you're safe. Now, I just fooled around with a few, you know, chickens. But I was had about 400 chickens when the bird flu hit, and it decimated the flocks in Alabama.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine if this gets into our food supply, how much power they'll have?
Right.
And how big of a stretch is it going to take these geniuses to go, well, if I have control of the food, I've got control of them.
Right.
Have you heard anything about the beef industry or pigs or anything like that?
I have to be fully honest. I've not heard anything. But the scenario you paint, I'll say, is plausible. They could use that very easily. And let's say it's not even true, but you push out a bunch of news stories scaring people to the fact it could be true. There's your control right there.
Well, they did do a study in Pennsylvania.
Pricing will skyrocket.
Well, they did a study in Pennsylvania last year of white-tailed deer that were harvested, and over 30% of them were had COVID antibodies.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's just take something that's plainly not a significant virus and play with it and make it a world-dominating virus.
Yep.
Now, who the geniuses behind all this, we wonder, huh?
Oh, Miss, you have no idea what you're talking about. This is Dr. Fauci. You're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not going to say what I would do if I was in a dark alley with him, but y'all have a good morning.
Thank you, old Miss.
You too. Oh, and there are old clips making the rounds of Fauci during the AIDS epidemic saying, well, it could be, household contact with children.
Yep. He's been a nut job from the get-go, buddy.
Good God.
Much like most of this administration.
Yeah, and the fact that they keep the Chinese, and I'm not surprised, they keep stonewalling the origins of what exactly happened, and whether it was the Wuhan Institute of Virology or some other lab there in that area. Oh, but no, China's our friend, right?
Not really.
Not really. But I will say on the issue of China, they're a problem. They're a big problem. They're one of the most horrid governments and regimes on the face of the planet right now, maybe in human history.
You know what they don't have? Racism.
No, and that's the thing. They're one of the most racist countries, maybe only second to North Korea.
They don't tolerate racism.
Like, I don't know if y'all know this, but North Korea prides himself on not of being of pure blood.
Right.
Like, we haven't mixed with the Western imperialists.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of cousins swapping over there.
Despite, though, China's strength, China, I think, is going to have a day of reckoning of their own doing before too long.
I'll have to tell you, there's a podcast of Jocko, my buddy Jocko, talking about the Chinese now and when's it time for the United States to go on offense. And, you know, he brought up the fact that they've got that, and out in the desert where they have a full mock-up of an aircraft carrier they're taking bomb runnings on, how they're constantly kind of poking the eye of Americans, how the Taiwan thing, they're just kind of finally putting it in our face.
Mm.
And there's no doubt that they know right now we have incredibly weak leadership. If they're going to do something, now's the time.
We might have incredibly weak actors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say president and a vice president. Yeah. Harris.
She's a pretty good actress.
But if I was a Chinese, I'd be more looking at the certain, like the Secretary of the Navy.
Sure, but you're going to test
and
the
water.
And
who's the Admiral running the 7th Fleet, for instance?
But you're going to test the water, Joey.
Well, they are. More and more sorties every day, mm-hmm, testing Taiwan, really just wearing them down. But here's the deal. If China tries to do that, a full, say, amphibious invasion,
oh yeah,
and they fail,
oh. I think that's probably just as much on their mind,
yes,
as anything else.
That's why they haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, and they continue to threaten anybody who calls for independence in Taiwan or, mm-hmm, beyond. You know, because Winnie the Pooh likes his honeypots.
Yeah.
We'll see. 272-9228. And you want to listen to Janet Yellen on inflation?
What's she yelling about now?
If we're successful in dealing with the pandemic, expect prices to go back to normal.
Wish she'd go away.
I do too. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage.
That's me, some Kim Williams.
Kim Williams is just wonderful, talented. Been running that shop, I don't even want to say how many years, but it's been enough. And the lovely Madeline Cannon works with Kim as well. And they can help you, whether you're looking to buy a home or have that mortgage refinanced. And this month, we still got time left in November, right?
Yes, we do.
They are, well, giving an immediate interest rate reduction to any veteran. You show to Alabama Home Mortgage that you are a veteran, you will get an immediate reduction in the interest rate. A special deal here for the month of November. They have veterans in their blood there at Alabama Home Mortgage. And I'm not even talking about the VA home loan programs. They specialize there at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim and Madeline went to some special class. They realized there weren't a lot of places who knew exactly what the latest things were with the VA and their home loan benefits. These are benefits, by the way, you earn through your service. And too many veterans don't realize they qualify for the best deal in town. And even if you don't qualify, if you're a veteran, you'll get an immediate reduction in your interest rate. And a refinance can be great because you skip up to two months of payments when you refinance your Alabama Home Mortgage, which
skip January, right?
I mean, that can really help you out, ease up the cash flow situation. So whatever your goal is, maybe you're looking to retire and you want to cut down on when that mortgage is paid off, whatever you're going for, they can help you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. Again, that number, 567-4223. You can also apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies, folks. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
TV.
It sounds kind of like
when I crank it, it makes this sound.
When you turn left, it goes.
Well, mine goes.
I think there's something wrong.
We know exactly what you're talking about.
Your friends at Tire City and Automotive Service are speaking your language. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or Woodley Road.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is good. We have a string of nice days. Today's still a little bit below normal, but a warming trend is on the way. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight. Still chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow and Wednesday, warmer, high in the mid-70s both days. Lots of sunshine and maybe a risk of a few spotty showers on Thursday as a front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment. And count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What up, Bob? Big news.
Yeah?
Big news coming out of Texas.
Texas?
Yeah. We got a new candidate running for governor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let's see if this video works.
I'm running for governor, and I want to tell you why. This past February, when the electricity grid failed, and millions of our fellow Texans were without power, which meant that the lights wouldn't turn on, the heat wouldn't run, and pretty soon their pipes froze and the water stopped flowing. They were abandoned by those who were elected to serve and look out for them.
Wait, is that Robert Francis O'Rourke?
Yeah.
Beto.
Another person that just won't go away.
He's officially announced Beto O'Rourke. Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Yeah.
Has officially announced his plans to run for governor of Texas. He wants to take away Texas guns.
No real Texan will vote for that man.
By the way, this is not a fair and balanced news report I'm reading from.
I'm just telling you the truth, though.
What is this? Is this a Canadian outlet? It's called the Post-Millennial.
It sounds like some Facebook crap.
Breaking. Anti-gun failed presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke announces run for governor of Texas. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a very fair and balanced headline right there. What sort of agenda are these people getting at? He announced his run for governor is in a response to the failure of Texas power grid last winter, saying people were abandoned.
So I'm going to run for governor.
That's why he's running for governor. He wasn't thinking of it before that big winter storm. No, not at all. Also in his campaign ad, O'Rourke slams Texas's pro-life law that prohibits abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Challenges to the law are already moving through the court system. Beto also takes issue with Texas's efforts to legalize permitless gun carry.
So he's very anti-Texas, is he not?
Saying that citizens are more concerned with Medicaid expansions and legalizing marijuana.
Feed him to the tigers.
It was in 2019 that O'Rourke said during his presidential run, hell yes, we're going to take away your AR-15.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great.
Joey.
Good luck there, I suppose.
What part of Texas is he from? Sissyville?
Now, that's just a slur, Eddie.
Sorry.
You watch yourself. All right. Matthew McConaughey, he's thinking about running for governor. I mean, I've really been doing a lot of soul searching. You know, Eddie, it's kind of like when you become this famous, you kind of lose touch with who you are yourself. That's why I always call my mom, because she sets me straight. And, you know, for a while I didn't have a good relationship with my mom because she was more a fan of me, the actor, the star, than she was of Matthew, her son. Now, that was an actual line. I heard Matthew McConaughey's been doing all these podcasts. He really is this sensitive, insightful guy, but it's so funny. When your mom can't even connect, you're so famous, your mom can't connect to you.
I can't get over, and this is probably, you were a little bit younger, Joey, but he got busted years ago for, I don't remember exactly, I think it was a noise disturbance, but the cops get to his house, he's just sitting there in there, butt naked, playing the bongos, going, "Hey, dude, what's the problem?"
Time is a flat disc. It's like, thanks, McConaughey. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
When I see a Lincoln advertisement right. with McConaughey, I think of Naked Bongo Guy.
Exactly.
No, and I swear, I've seen him on some podcasts lately. He's written a book. He is a very insightful, like, he's been through it. He's an intelligent guy, but he's so damn odd.
Anybody who's ever that famous
is going to get that odd.
But I think he's from Austin, right?
Yeah.
He's
a true Austinite.
Yes. In every sense of the word, yes.
And I tell you, one of the best movies ever made, hands down, Days of Confusion.
Ain't no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Here You Are. It's excellent.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
All right. He's great, but please, God, he's an actor. But I tell you, you fire me up when you talk about Beta Mello Roy. That guy is truly a loser.
Yes.
And it's pathetic. I mean, you know, he says everything that's the complete opposite of what's being attacked with him. You know,
right.
You know, kill the babies, take your guns away, no private property, put more windmills up in the air so they can freeze and you can freeze. And it's unbelievable. And people will vote for him. You know, I'm sure some of the Austin proper will. But, you know, I read an article about Austin. As weird as it is and somewhat left-leaning, that there's this really deep, trenching thing that's always been there, and it's this freedom of speech movement. It's always, it always drew in characters, even outsiders. Even Willie Nelson at one point was considered an outsider in Austin because it was kind of the artsy San Francisco of the South, I guess. And but it's a pretty interesting place.
Well, I believe that's where Alex Jones, of all people, is from.
Yeah, Alex Jones came out of, and all these others, crazy, all these kind of free speakers. Hey, man, I remember the first time I went to Austin, we flew in, beautiful airport, and flew in and got in a cab. At that time, that was back in the days of the cab. And we were driving, and they don't have any, like, there's no chains there. They don't like chains. They scared out Walmart and all this. And we're driving, like, golly, that's a weird gas station. I've never seen it. And then there's a guy on the unicycle riding down the road. I mean, that just pretty much summed up Austin, how it has this vibrant energy. You get there, you're like, I can see it, man. It's really a neat place.
Yeah, and it's gone from a city of 300,000 to several million now.
Yeah. I mean, you also had all the tech tycoons moving there in the early 2000s, too, you know?
Well, and Musk is definitely there in running things. And also, don't underestimate this Joe Rogan moving down there so many people there to follow him. And you go down the line with the comedy scene. But also there have been a lot of people running away from New York City to Austin. So it really is, like you said, San Francisco. I've heard it described more as like a New York City of the South. And it has a lot of those, you know, boutique shops, mom-and-pop restaurants, like a lot of
mask mandates,
fashion and music. And, yeah, it's becoming a cultural hub of the country more and more.
Yeah, it is an interesting place. It's one place you need to visit.
Yeah, I'd love to. My brother and I actually have plans. We're going to go to Rogan's Comedy Club when it opens up.
Cool.
Oh, wow, that'd be cool.
Or to a Kill Tony show, Tony Hinchcliffe's stupid little stand-up thing. I'd love to go to one of those live. That'd be a good one.
See, I went to a weird Christmas play there and some odd little play. It was just, it was off the wall. it just, that's all it is. It's really just off the wall, but it's weird because it's, you know, you got government sitting there and you got this massive university there.
Right.
It's just got all this just really just different vibes, the different type of people all around it. It's,
well, and
really,
and speaking of Austin, did you see this new University of Austin idea?
Yeah. No, I did not.
Oh, this is fantastic. Peter Boghossian, James Lindsay, Barry Weiss, names like Glenn Lowry, Stephen Pinker, yada, 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 Jonathan Haidt, it's pronounced Haidt. A bunch of folks who have been in academia for a long time who said, we're tired of this ideological, political correctness, woke conformity. They're tired of administrators running everything. And so they're trying to create a new, classically liberal, free speech-based, almost interdisciplinary university. To where
you mean a true liberal arts school?
Yeah, and yes. It actually will be brick and mortar too.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, online.
Yeah, I mean, now you walk into a liberal arts school, you'll be in there for anthropology. Next thing you know, they're talking about how Donald Trump is trash.
Right.
I mean, where's that going to get you in life? I mean, honestly, where's anthropology?
Well, some people have made entire careers off it, Chris, so don't knock it
down. Oh, yeah. well, I just thought when you say Beta Mel or that guy, I don't get him. I really don't. I don't see what the draw is. I don't get it. He's not a Texan. I mean, in the true sense of the word. And
yeah, I would take Naked Bongo guy over him any day.
Yeah.
Naked Bongo guy all day long, man.
All right.
At least
right,
he's got it. Right. I was going to tell you, too, you know, have y'all talked about Steve Bannon?
A little bit. We played the clip of him at the courthouse saying, this is all noise. Pay attention to the signal.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? He was salivating for this opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Though it doesn't help because, I've heard the nickname Sloppy Steve, and it kind of fits.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of Neanderthal.
He always loves shovel, doesn't he?
Right, he does. It's like, are you wearing a trench coat?
But now I've gotten used to it.
That's just Sloppy Steve.
It just seems like he kind of smells a little different.
Right.
He's a smart guy, and I wouldn't mess with him.
He's gone on too many naval tours and spent too much time in China. It changes
right.
A man, you know?
It will change a man.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the fact that our Department of Justice can run guns and Eric Holder gets asked by the Republican Congress to come and testify, he says, not a chance, and they don't do anything.
Right.
I mean, which is just amazing to me. I mean, if anybody needed to be held in contempt, it was Eric Holder.
Oh, no doubt.
They knew exactly that the DOJ or FBI, whoever knows, was running guns. Those guns came back and killed, Brian Terry, the border cop?
At least one that they know of.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I mean, seriously. But anyways, well, hey, I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good morning. And a good week.
You too, Chris. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Isn't Troop a great guy?
He is.
Do you think your wife could use a little surprise gift?
Yes, Joey. No longer a surprise. Thank you.
Do they have? I need to check the website, heirloomjewelers.com. If you could look for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for any sort of funky jewelry. Like a funky
fresh medallion?
Yeah, or I would definitely love, you know how I like putting crap on my jackets.
Yes.
Yeah, if they have anything like that, that'd be pretty cool. Or, you know, you can get something fancy for late, have you seen those things you put on your ear? You put on like the lobe of the ear, it's almost like a sheath for the backside of your ear.
No, I have not seen that.
Yeah, it looks good on ladies, or maybe a handcuff. Not like handcuffs.
Oh,
but
for your cuffs for your jacket?
Or no, or for the ladies. It could be like something, it's like a bracelet, but then it kind of drapes over the top of the hand. I mean, there's some stylish things out there.
I'm looking, they've got some beautiful, definitely have some beautiful things for the ladies. I'm looking for something for you, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
I do see a nice diamond gold band that would kind of look good on you.
Mm. All right. And I don't know if I need to be wearing diamonds and gold, but.
I'm telling you, it looked good on you, Joey.
Yeah,
and this enough. Is not, what is unique about this, I can't find this anywhere else, because this is going to be unique jewelry.
Oh, true. It's one-of-a-kind antique jewelry pieces there at Heirloom Jewelers, folks. So, like Eddie's doing right now, you can shop online at heirloomjewelers.com, or you can just stop by their showroom at 6948 Vaughan Road here in Montgomery. And whether you buy online or in person, be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y for 10% off all your purchases there at Heirloom Jewelers. And if you're looking to sell to Troop Booth, he's looking to buy. Just the other day, he bought a broken Rolex off a gentleman.
That's right.
Now, the face piece was broken because the glass was shattered in certain parts. The guy still got pretty penny for it because of that brand name and the underlying quality, like the precious metals and gems there within that Rolex, still worth a lot of money. So if you have any old jewelry laying around, any estate jewelry pieces you're willing to part with, you need to make an appointment with Troop Booth. Call them at 260-0066. Or go online to heirloomjewelers.com, make an appointment there. And you show up on the appointed day and time. Troop will look over what you bring in. He'll give you an offer. And if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there, Joey.
He's bought estate jewelry pieces for $50 all the way over six figures. So don't sell yourself short. You might have something that you'd never think about wearing. You don't even think about it. But it could be worth a lot of money. Thousands of dollars.
Just perusing his website now, you can see some of these beautiful. You can tell these are not brand new pieces of jewelry. These are older pieces of jewelry that he's bought off somebody.
Right.
Cleaned them up. And they're absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, he does great work there. Trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Grew up in the family business. Troop Booth is keeping Heirloom Jewelers and that legacy going strong. So check them out today, whether you're looking to buy or sell antique and estate jewelry pieces. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Jeff Deist should be joining us for the final hour. Looking forward to that. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, many families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Gray's Tire and Service Center are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Gray's Tire and Service Center. We do it all. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Gray's Tire and Service Center.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In a courtroom in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the judge now delivering instructions to the jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse homicide trial.